today, Lord, because you are the King of Kings. You are the Lord of Lords. You are great, and you are greatly to be praised. There is none other that is like you, God, in all the earth. You are truly one of a kind, and I just want to exalt you right now, God. I just want to lift you up and tell you just how much we love you on tonight. We want to tell you right now, Father God, in the name of Jesus, that you are the best thing that ever happened to us, Lord. We want to come to you right now, Father God, and we want to bow down and submit ourselves unto you. We want to come to you right now, Father God, and we want to give you all the glory, all the honor, and all the praise, Lord. We want to bless you with the very fruit of our lips, because that's why you created us. We want to bless you with the clapping of our hands, God, because we're making ourselves available to you. We want to bless you with the stomping of our feet, God, because it all belongs to you, God. You made us for your pleasure, God. So we want to give you that sound on tonight, Lord. We want to give you that glory on tonight, God. We want to bless you right now, God, because we know, God, we have not did it as often as we should. We know, God, we have not exalt you higher as you are worthy to be, God. So we want to do it right now. We want to give you our best praise and our best worship. We're not going to be modest or too cute. We're not going to worry about who's doing it and who ain't. We're not going to worry about who's looking at us or what they think about us. But we're simply going to glorify you. We're not going to be distracted. We're not going to be consumed with cares of this world and this life, but we're going to cast all our cares down at your feet right now, God, because we know that you care for us. Every problem, every concern, every worry, every situation, Father God, and every challenge, we're going to give it to you right now, God, because there is absolutely nothing we can do about it, and we know that all things are possible with you. So we're going to give it to you right now, God, because we've been trying to handle it and take care of it ourselves, Lord. And in the midst of us doing it, Father God, it seems as if we ain't got no results. You say, come to you and get acknowledged you in all our ways. So we're going to acknowledge you right now. And we're going to apologize for not acknowledging you when it first came upon us. Oh God, we're going to give it to you right now. Every sickness and every ache and pain inside of our bodies, every doctor diagnostic, God, we're going to lay it down at your feet. Every situation and concern that's going on our jobs, in our families, in our homes, concerning our children, our marriages, we're giving it all to you right now, God, because we know that you can fix it. We know that you can handle it. We know that your arms are not slack, and we know that they're not short. We know that there's nothing that's too hard for you. So we're going to come to you, and we're going to outpour these things, God, all these old ties and these soul ties, these old thoughts and all this stuff, God, that causes us to be conflicted in our thoughts and even in the very pit of our mind. We're going to empty it right now, God, and we're going to give it to you, because we know, God, that you are concerned about us. We know, Father God, in the name of Jesus, that you don't want these things to overtake us, because you said in your word, come on ye that labor and are heavy laden, and you will give us rest. So we want some rest in you, God. We want some rest in you, God. And the only way that we can rest in you, Father God, is if we empty it all out. We're going to empty it all out right now, God. Oh, God. Oh, God, I'm asking you to lift us up. Lift us up on tonight, Father God, in the name of Jesus. That we may submit ourselves under your mighty hand. That we may commit ourselves unto you, God. That great work that you want to perform in us, God, you could complete it without us being rebellious, being disobedient. Oh God, we're going to lay down at your feet right now, God, and we're going to seek your face. We're going to seek your face because we know that you continue. If we seek your face, that none of these things, God, will be able to overtake us, because you said that we are overcomers. We believe your word on today, God, because we know that you are not a God that should lie, and neither can you die. Oh God, so we're going to give it all to you right now, Lord. We're going to stand up and we're going to shake it off. We're going to shake off any and everything, God, that has us wrapped up in our hearts. We're going to shake off any and everything, God, that has us wrapped up in our thoughts. We're going to shake off any and everything, God, that has us wrapped up in the cares of this world, God, because we want to be pleased.
pleasing to you, God. We want to be pleasing to inside. And God, the only way that we can do it, God, is if we seek you first in your kingdom, God. Oh, God, so we're going to seek you. We're going to seek you with any and everything in us, God. We're going to love on you, God. And if by chance we have not loved you the way that we should, we want to apologize on today, God. And we're asking you to help us, God. Help us to love out of a pure heart. Help us to love out of a sincere heart. Help us to love on today, God. Help us to accept love that we may be able to receive it and then be able to dispatch it and disperse it amongst your people. Help us on today, Father God, in the name of Jesus. And remove that face of pretense. Remove that sagging or koshane de lokosia. That sadistic spirit. Jesus. Help us on today, Father God, in the name of Jesus, that we would be upright and holy, keeping our hands clean, walking circumspect. Oh God, help us on today, Father God, in the name of Jesus, not to steal, not to cheat, not to lie, not to pervert your word, or even pervert a conversation when we hear certain words. Help us on today, Father God, to be stabilized in you, grounded, rooted, that we can have some solidity. Oh God, help us on today, Father God. Oh God, I'm crying out for your people on today. I'm crying out for every uncle de la Castilla, with every muscle and every fiber in my being, I'm crying out for them, God, that your will be done in their life, God, because you already predestined some things for each and every last one of us individually, Lord. You already declared it. You already decreed it. Give us a heart to accept it, and give us a heart to embrace our divine destiny. Give us the courage to face our fears. Give us the courage, Father God, to confess some things. Give us the courage, Father God, to walk in the dignity and not the pride of life. Help us on today, Father God, and purge out all the old leaven, that we won't continue to have an attitude when we're being addressed. That we won't continue, Father God, to the okoshana, to ikanere lokosia. Oh God, give us a heart to accept our season. Give us a heart to accept some things in the right time. Give us a heart on today, Father God, of flesh. Oh God, that any and everything that you speak, Lord, it'll stimulate some things, change some things, and simply rearrange some things. Oh God, we're coming to you on today, Father God, in the name of Jesus. Oh God, because we know that time is running down. We know, Father God, we don't want to get caught with our works undone. Oh God, we crying out to you tonight. Oh God, help us on today, God. Touch in the living situation. Touch right now, Father God. Oh God, touch in the lokosia. Oh God, touch it, can make it to no mama via kashana. Oh God, do it, God. Because I know that you can, I know that you delight in doing so, and I know that you want to do these things for us, God. I'm asking you right now, Father God, to give us the wisdom, knowledge, and the understanding that we need, Father God, concerning our finances, Lord. Let us not be frivolous spenders, Father God, in the name of Jesus, and even bad things unnecessary. Lord, help us to be savers on today, Father God. Help us on today, Father God, in the name of Jesus, and sever that spirit of procrastination. Sever that spirit, Father God, in the name of Jesus, that causes us to walk around and be haughty and proud and boastful, Lord. Help us on today, Father God, to be meek and lowly and humble, not just towards you, but towards all people, Father God. Give us a heart to be servants unto one another, Father God, as we serve you. Oh God, I'm asking you right now, Father God, that you would allow your peace, Father God, to rest, rule, and abide within our hearts on today, Father God. Lord, you said in your word, Father God, oh God, so I'm asking you to put coals of fire on the tongue of your people, Father God, that they will compel your people to come into the sanctuary, God, that they will not be ashamed to speak of the gospel of Jesus Christ. Help your people on today, Father God, in the name of Jesus, to walk in your truth. Let us not cleave to the dust, but put your truth down in the very bounds of our belly on today, Father God. Help your people to practice your word, Father God, in the name of Jesus, as you allow your word to become life in their lives, God, that they may live life in an abundance. Some of that spirit of worry, some of that spirit of hesitation, some of that antagonistic spirit, remove any jealousy, envy, backbiting, tail barrier, covetousness, maliciousness, debate, hate, any bitterness, fornication, masturbation. Any vain thinking, foul thinking, perverted thinking, any perverted thinking, pointing our finger, wagging our heads at one another, Father God. Some of that judgmental spirit, that know-it-all spirit on today, Father God. And even that self-righteous spirit. Oh God, I'm asking you to purge on today, Father God. And let your spirit dwell in this place, Father God. Because this is your church. Take residence in this place, God. And heal, deliver, and set your people free. Everybody that crossed that threshold, Father God, in the name of Jesus, let it go. Remove any and every spirit that's not like you, God. Some of that spirit of competitiveness, or even trying to prove themselves to somebody, God. Because it's all about you. It's not about me, him, her, they, we, and us. But it's about you, Father God. And you are the only one that's going to get the glory in this sanctuary. You are the only one that's going to get the glory in my heart. You're the only one that's going to get the glory in our minds. So we pour down any and everything that we have even exalted higher than you all today, God. Any houses, cars, jobs, any money, God. Any human being, Lord. We're pulling it down right now, Father God, because you are the only one that said, high, look low. You are the only king that sits on the throne. You are the only one that's on that pedestal. It is you, God. And we want to thank you for simply being who you are in our lives, God. We thank you for your mercy and your grace. We thank you for your loving kindness. We thank you all today, Father God, for choosing us, Lord, because you could have chosen somebody else, but you thought that we was worthy. You entrusted us, Father God. And for that, we just want to thank you, God. We're going to be good stewards. I'm going to be a good steward, God. Oh, God, faithful and consistent. Oh, God, and if by chance we get weary, if by chance we get faint, I'm asking you to strengthen us, Father God, in the name of Jesus, and idiokosia, in our walk, in our prayers, in our idiokosana. I'm asking you to strengthen us, Father God, that we will not have a giving up spirit, that we will not backslide, that we will not turn. I'm asking you to give us some solidity, Father God, in the name of Jesus, that we will not be so easily moved. Ground us, root us, anchor us. Oh God, I'm asking you to do it, God. And kept your angels around. Breathe on us, God. Give us a fresh breath. A new anointing on today, Father God, in the name of Jesus, that we won't be so complacent where we are. Take us a little bit deeper, God. Take us a little bit higher in you, Father God, in the name of Jesus, and give us the revelation of your word, God. Drench us in your blood on today, Father God, in the name of Jesus, that your righteousness, God, would be in the very pores, even as we sweat. Oh, God, I'm asking you to do it on today, Father God, in the name of Jesus. And even as we be, I'm asking you right now, Father God, in the name of Jesus, that we will consider, reconsider, and then consider again. Let us out of heart to approve ourselves. Let us have a heart to accept correction. Let us have a heart to accept instruction. Let us have a heart to accept direction. Because you said, Lord, in the name of Jesus, that the steps of a Beokosia are ordered only by you. So give us that peace and that clarity on today. Restore your people back into their proper position and their proper state and in their original state, God. I'm asking you right now, Father God, in the name of Jesus, that you would allow your will to be done even now, God, in your son Jesus' name. Amen.